Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It is about that time. Happy hump day. Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. Doesn't feel like a Wednesday, though. I must say, because Labor Day happened on Monday, get a shortened week, and now what? You're just 2 days away from the weekend. Pretty cool, though, right? Welcome to this Wednesday edition of Current Sports. We've got a great hour of sports talk coming your way. We are going to, of course, as promised, at the tail end of yesterday's show, we'll dive into the whole Nike and Colin Kaepernick ad that is really sparking up a lot of conversation. Many are against it. Many are rooting on Nike. I'm sensing like a 50-50 split when it comes to opinion for or against Nike in its support of Colin Kaepernick, who spearheaded and started this movement of football players in the National Football League taking a knee during the national anthem, taking a knee as a form of protest of police against police brutality here in America. So we'll dive into the ad. I'll give you my thoughts, my opinion on whether or not this was a good move for Nike and what this now means for the NFL moving forward as well, because, of course, the NFL has a sponsorship deal with the swoosh. So we'll start our dialogue of sports talk centered on that topic. But then, of course, we'll change gears and we'll talk some college football as both the Michigan State football team and the University of Michigan football squad have both dropped in the polls. No surprise, Michigan State looking a bit underwhelming in the season opener against Utah State. And then the University of Michigan just looking bad from the very start on the road at Notre Dame. So now Michigan State tries to dust off his shoulders. A win is a win, though. You know, there are many just that are looking at that game as a loss. It feels like a loss in the eyes of many Spartan fans, but Michigan State will have an opportunity to redeem itself on the road this Saturday night against Arizona State. And the University of Michigan, it's going to be some weeks before they can really prove themselves in the eyes of college football fans against some legit competition, because, I mean, they play Western. No knock against Western Michigan University, but U of M beating Western, that's expected. Okay, if you lose to Western, things are much worse than we thought. All right? And then to close out the hour, we'll talk some Lions football as the Detroit Lions are sending a message to A'shaun Robinson as they have demoted him. And Amir Abdullah, surprised that he is still on this roster for the Lions. So we'll talk some Lions football and we'll do all of that while, of course, inviting you all to be a part of the hour. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527 is the number to call if you would like to let your voice be heard here on WKAR AM 870 105.1 FM. You can also watch courtesy of the live stream at facebook.com/WKAR News. I'll do my best to get to your comments there. And you can tweet us. Two ways to do so there. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR underscore sports. Here are your quick hit headliners. And we start with the college football polls. The Michigan State football team, who again beat Utah State 38-31 in Friday's opener, dropped one spot from 12 to 13 in the latest USA Today coaches poll. In the Associated Press poll, Michigan State actually dropped four spots from 11 to 15. Now, the Michigan Wolverines, who lost at Notre Dame 24-17 on Saturday night, dropped eight spots from 14th to 22nd in the coaches poll. The Wolverines fell seven spots to 21 in the Associated Press poll. Now, in the AP poll, Alabama remained number one with a blowout of Louisville, and number two Clemson and number three Georgia held their spots. Number four Ohio State leapfrogged number five Wisconsin after a week in which most of the top teams were really unchallenged. That's what you get when you talk about, again, week one in college football for the most part. All right, Arizona State University will honor former coach Daryl Rogers, who also coached Michigan State and, of course, the Detroit Lions, during this weekend's game between the 13th ranked Spartans and the Sun Devils. Rogers sadly passed away in early July, July 11th. He was 84 years old. From 76 to 79, Rogers guided the Spartans to a 24-18-2 record that included winning the 1978 Big Ten Championship. He left for Arizona State from 1980 to 84 and then moved back to Michigan to coach the Lions from 85 to 88. Arizona State will show a video tribute to Rogers during the first timeout of the first quarter, along with honoring his family members on the field at the same time. Again, kickoff for this weekend's game is 10:45 p.m. Eastern Time. Grant Perry, the senior Michigan football wide receiver, shared a motivational phrase with his fellow wide receivers after Michigan's football practice yesterday. The message, if not the precise wording, that common saying being, quote, "The hungry dog hunts best," was well received by the Wolverines following that season opening 24-17 loss at then number 12 Notre Dame. This is what redshirt freshman receiver Oliver Martin said about Grant Perry's message. Quote, "I think what he said after practice today was the hungry dog eats best." So it's funny because if you read some of the quotes coming out about this report concerning Perry's phrase, there were different accounts of it. But the phrase that everyone's, I guess, rolling with is the hungry dog hunts best. So there you have that. The Michigan Wolverines certainly had to turn it up and really exhibit how hungry they truly are after that slap in the mouth at Notre Dame. And again, you play a lollipop this weekend. You play Western Michigan University. No offense, Broncos fans. No offense. I'm just saying Michigan should win this weekend. And you know what's going to happen? We all know what's going to happen, right? You know, you lose to Notre Dame. Then you come back week two. You probably will mollywop Western this weekend. And then you have Michigan fans saying, "Yep, I told you. That was just, you know, Notre Dame's a good team. We're a good team as well. We just, that first game, it was competitive. At least we were competitive. But look at this. Look at this against Western." And then you have Michigan fans just sipping that Kool-Aid once again. I already know how this story will go, all right? But what will you do against the big dogs? We'll see. The hungry dog will certainly have to hunt best, all right? That's an interesting quote. Put that on a t-shirt, huh? All right, Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer has been on administrative leave since August 1st and has had limited contact with his staff and players. But on Monday morning, Meyer returned to his office and started putting the plan together for this week's game against Rutgers. Now, without Meyer, Ohio State, of course, cruised to a 77-31 win over Oregon State in week one. Yes, 77-31. 70-plus points. Just amazing. Ohio State will play Rutgers at Ohio Stadium in Columbus on Saturday. The game is scheduled to start at 3:30 p.m. Now, as part of Meyer's punishment, has been suspended through September 2nd, as well as the first three games of the season without pay. He missed the season opener against Oregon State, that 70-piece, on Saturday. While Meyer is able to return to practice, however, he cannot coach the Buckeyes in their next two games against Rutgers and TCU. So I don't understand that. That's not a true suspension in my eyes. You can show up to practice. You can man your team day in and day out at practice. But you can't man the sidelines. You know, if it was a true suspension, he shouldn't show up to practice either. But, yeah. Slap on the wrist for Urban Meyer. We've covered that extensively here on Current Sports. According to a report, the Michigan men's basketball team will participate in the Battle for Atlantis tournament in the beautiful Bahamas during Thanksgiving week in 2019. CBS Sports' John Rothstein, he reported on Twitter that Michigan will play in the early season event along with North Carolina, Gonzaga, Iowa State, Seton Hall, Alabama, and Southern Mississippi. For the past seven seasons, the Battle for Atlantis, a tournament that Michigan State has played in. Remember the Lou Rawls, Tum Tum Nearing Jr. breakout game, right? He's from the Bahamas. Shout out to Tum. For the past seven seasons, the Battle for Atlantis has taken place in the Imperial Arena on Paradise Island in Nassau. The arena is a converted ballroom with unique lighting. The tournament involves campus games in mid-November and eight teams competing for the title in the Bahamas over three consecutive days, Thanksgiving and the day before and after. All right, I see a few of you actually commenting on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKARnews and noting that you did attend the Crosstown Showdown last night. Very cool stuff as the Lansing Lugnuts, the annual game between the Lansing Lugnuts and, of course, the Michigan State baseball team. Nate Pearson hits 102 miles per hour in his return to the mound, and the Lansing Lugnuts held off the Spartans 6-4 to win the 12th annual Crosstown Showdown last night in front of a crowd of 6,388 downtown Lansing at Cooley Law School Stadium. The Luggies have won seven consecutive meetings against the Spartans, improving to 10-2 overall in the annual exhibition. Now, the 2018 Midwest League postseason opens this Wednesday, today, at 7.05 p.m., pitting the Lugnuts against the Bowling Green Hot Rods in Game 1 of the Best of 3 Eastern Division semifinals. All right, the Detroit Tigers bounced back from a heartbreaking loss in Chicago on Labor Day, defeating the Chi Sox last night by a score of 8-3. In a battle for third place in the AL Central Division with implications for the 2019 MLB Amateur Draft, the Tigers sent Francisco Liriano to the mound to face off against Chicago's Lucas Giolito. Now, the Tigers' left-hander would record a victory for the first time since April 23rd. Alex Wilson came on for Detroit in the ninth inning with a five-run lead. He retired all three batters he faced to close out the dub, pushing the Tigers back into a tie with Chicago for third place and for the sixth selection in next June's draft. Now, the Tigers play the final game of the three-day set in Chicago tonight at 8:10 p.m. A'shaun Robinson has been demoted on the Detroit Lions' first depth chart of the season. Robinson, who started all 16 games last year, was replaced by Ricky Jean-Francois at defensive tackle for Monday's opener against the New York Jets. Sylvester Williams is the other tackle. Now, on special teams, Amir Abdullah is listed as the starting kick returner over Jamal Agnew, who struggled as the starter there last year. Abdullah was Detroit's kick returner as a rookie 3 years ago in 2015 and ranked second in the league in yards per attempt. There was a lot of chatter surrounding Abdullah and whether or not he would make the 53-man cut, and Abdullah went on the record this week to say that he was not worried to get a phone call over the weekend that he would not be a part of the roster. Also, the former home of the Detroit Lions and also the Detroit Pistons, the Pontiac Silverdome. News concerning the Silverdome, the Michigan Department of Transportation is auctioning off two road signs that once guided drivers to the Pontiac Silverdome. Bidding begins on Monday, September 10th, and will end on Monday, September 24th. Now, the two aluminum signs are about 7 feet, 14 feet each, 7 feet by 14 feet each, and weigh about 225 pounds. So if you do end up winning that bid, I really hope you got a pickup truck to take those home, all right? And last but certainly not least, LeBron James, who has always been vocal when it comes to speaking up for what he believes in, for, you know, speaking up for what he believes is right. He's certainly been an activist away from the hardwood. And he is the latest professional athlete to show support for Nike following an advertising campaign that sparked controversy after linking up with Colin Kaepernick. James was honored at a fashion show yesterday that partnered with Nike and received an award for his style and philanthropy. After being recognized, James said, quote, "I stand with Nike all day, every day," which, again, is a reference to the company's 30th anniversary Just Do It ad campaign focused around Cap that was unveiled to the public on Monday. For more on that, we now proceed into a conversation concerning Nike and Colin Kaepernick. And I want to get your thoughts on this. What was your initial reaction? What has been your reaction after seeing Colin Kaepernick's sponsorship deal with Nike and the apparel company standing behind Colin Kaepernick? Agree or disagree with it? And will you continue to support, if you have, the Nike brand? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We want to hear from you. Also, again, go to facebook.com/WKAR News and tweet us. At Al Martin, WKAR is my Twitter handle, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports.
Paid to be a role model. I'm paid to wreak havoc on the basketball court. Parents should be role models. Just because I dunk a basketball doesn't mean I should raise your kids.
Ah, yes, that was the voice of the Round Mound of Rebound. One of the greatest nicknames in basketball history, right? In sports history. Of the great Charles Barkley, Sir Charles. And a lot of people forget about that ad. That ad took place in the 90s. That was a Nike ad that, again, Nike sponsored with Charles Barkley. And Charles Barkley came out and said, look, man, I'm an athlete. I'm paid to go out there and put a ball in a basket. That's what I do for a living. That is how I get paid. I am not your child's role model, or anybody's role model, for that matter. And he was sending out a message that, hey, man, we're athletes. You know, you got to stop putting us on this kind of pedestal. Got a lot of controversy from that ad. Nike. And you know, this is what I want to put in perspective here. I want to kind of lay the groundwork with that ad, because I want to let it be known to everybody out there who were and have been shocked by the Colin Kaepernick sponsorship deal with the Swoosh. The Swoosh is no stranger to controversy. They have rocked the boat before. In many ways, it is a part of their brand. They are not afraid. The Nike brand has not been afraid to rock the boat, to start a pot a little bit, and voice their company's own opinion that they feel is right in their eyes. You know, when that Charles Barkley ad came out, I remember, you know, I would have conversations all the time with my uncle and my dad about it, and how there was this big debate, are athletes role models? I don't agree with Charles Barkley. Whether you like it or not, Charles, you are a role model. You are in the public eye. And there was this big debate, and Nike was attacked for it. And now Nike finds itself in yet another controversial position, deciding to sponsor Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback, former quarterback, I should say, in the NFL. He's still trying to find a job. I don't know if any team out there will, and we'll see what happens with this old court case with the NFL, right? But Colin Kaepernick, the former NFL quarterback, who looked at the landscape here in America, looked at the mindless deaths of African-American men, and said, you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm going to rock the boat a bit here. And I am going to protest silently by taking a knee right before kickoff during the national anthem. And us here in America absolutely lost our collective minds. So, first, before I go on my spiel here, I want to hear from you. You've now taken this in for 3 days. You have seen the Nike ad by now. Some of you have lit your Nike shoes on fire. Some of you have grabbed a pair of scissors. And actually, I kid you not, I've seen this on social media, and I just said, how idiotic can some people be? Some of you have actually taken your Nike socks, your Nike shorts, your Nike apparel, and actually just cut the swoosh out of that apparel. Makes no sense. I mean, I saw Michael Rapaport, who's incredibly entertaining. Michael Rapaport had a good point on social media. He's gone viral due to his fiery take. And he always goes viral due to his fiery takes on, you know, many sports topics. I'm with Mike on this one. You know, don't you think, instead of setting it on fire, if you don't agree with Nike here and you want to get rid of your, you know, and eradicate your Nike apparel, don't you think it'd be best served giving that to those who are less fortunate? You know, is it too much to kind of just put it in a garbage bag of some sort and just drive it on down to the Goodwill, give it to the homeless, give it to the poor, those who actually need and could use clothing? Makes no sense. Some of you have reacted that way. Some of you have come out on social media and just, again, you haven't gone to that extreme, but you've come out and just said, look, I don't agree with it. Look, I'm just trying to buy. I like what Nike does. I'm just trying to buy apparel here. I love their product. Now you're mixing in politics here. I just don't agree with it. While some of you have said, right on. Way to go, Nike. You're doing the right thing here. This takes a lot of guts. And I agree with you. I am one of those people. No surprise. I have supported Colin Kaepernick from the start when it comes to his kneeling of the national anthem. Now, Nike, again, this ad is a part of the 30th anniversary commemoration of the iconic Just Do It campaign. When it comes to the deal with Colin Kaepernick, according to Yahoo Sports, Cap gets his own branded shoe line, shirts, jerseys, and specific Kaepernick apparel. He will be paid a comparable amount to the best NFL player signed to Nike deals. Millions a year. Millions a year. And I saw a report out there that Nike, before unveiling Cap as an official sponsor, they've been actually paying him for months now, leading up to this unveiling of the Just Do It campaign. Guts. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall when Nike execs sat down to discuss signing Colin Kaepernick. Especially when you look at the stats here, given that 53% of Americans say, according to a Washington Post Kaiser Family Foundation poll I dug up today, 53% of Americans say that it's never okay to kneel during the national anthem. Also, given that the leader of the free world in President Donald Trump consistently attacks NFL players and the National Football League as a whole for deciding and allowing its players to use the national anthem and kneeling during the anthem as a form of protest. This was a sacrifice. Make no doubt about it. A sacrifice for Cap and his career. A sacrifice for Nike and those who wear the Nike brand who don't agree with what Colin Kaepernick is doing. Don't agree with his movement. This was a sacrifice. And then, you know, we are so sick as a society sometimes. You know, some people out there comparing what sacrifice truly is. Comparing sacrifices. You know, I saw many people out there, you know, tweeting photos of Pat Tillman, who, no doubt about it, gave his life for this country. A member of the military. Outstanding football player. The ESPYs gives away the Pat Tillman Courage Award for service every single year. But when we start diving into, oh, well, Pat Tillman has done more than Colin Kaepernick, I mean, it's ignorant. It is completely ignorant, folks. That's not what this conversation is about. You are missing the point. So many are missing the point when having the conversation of the Colin Kaepernick protest. Comparing sacrifices. It's just ignorance at the end of the day, in my eyes. You know, Cap, you know, he sacrificed something here, a chunk of his physical prime, if not his entire career, on an altar of principle. This is powerful. This is what we're seeing Nike do here is powerful. And again, not that kneeling is really the issue. Granted, many people think it is. Many people looked at that visual of players kneeling during the playing of the national anthem when you're, quote, supposed to be up respecting the flag. Many people think this is about kneeling. After all, you know, had a conversation about this last week in the barbershop with the fellas. This is the same anger, those who oppose Cap, the same anger that is directed at Colin Kaepernick was once directed at Martin Luther King Jr. Let's keep it all the way 100 here. Most disagreed with the forms of nonviolence protest that MLK exhibited back in the day during the civil rights movement. Sitting at diners that were white only. There were many media outlets chastising MLK. Death threats left and right. It wasn't the quote-unquote norm of society. MLK leading a movement to hold sit-ins and stand-ins and protest up and down the street. I mean, he was threatened. His life was threatened. And as we all know, unfortunately, MLK lost his life. Same anger, though. Same angst. The problem is not how my fellow black people complain. The problem, in the eyes of many, is that we complain at all. That's why black protest has historically always been condemned as ultimately disrespectful, as ill-advised, or maybe even some other code for, you know, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know. I'd rather not know. I can't sympathize with you. You know, I saw one T-shirt that I think really resonates with many people of color here in America today, especially young black men. We march, y'all mad. We sit down, y'all mad. We speak up, y'all mad. We die, you're silent. You know, I believe there comes a time in our lives when we have to take a serious look at who we are and what we stand for. What kind of human being we want to be and what kind of impact we want to leave behind. In my eyes, those at Nike realize that this is bigger than dollar signs. In placing its credibility behind Kaepernick, it places itself behind people like Tamir Rice, Eric Garner, Philando Castile, Alton Sterling, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tony Robinson, Raekwon McDonald, Michael Brown, and every black parent who lives in terror that their child, their son, might be the next unarmed black person to be killed by law enforcement. This is what the protest is about. Too many of us here in America try to avoid having this conversation. The conversation of inequality and why these mindless killings occur to young black males. You don't want to have the conversation because it makes you uncomfortable. You're probably listening, feeling a bit uncomfortable right now. And that's good. Nike is saying we don't care. You need to get uncomfortable. This is real. You need to hear what Colin Kaepernick is trying to say because you have clearly missed the message. And so many have made this about disrespecting the flag. What about respecting the lives of young black men? Many who should be alive today. You won't listen. Well, Cap says, how about I take a knee? And then we can talk. I can't help but be impressed by this. It takes some moxie to do what Nike is doing right now, one of the biggest brands in America. Especially since Nike is the official apparel provider for the National Football League. A league that, yes, is being sued by Colin Kaepernick. Nike just lost this week. I don't know if you saw this story. Nike just lost about $3.75 billion in market cap after announcing free agent Cap as the new face of the Just Do It ad campaign. Shares of Nike stock dropped about 4% yesterday morning as hashtag Nike boycott has been trending on Twitter this week. Now, it's Nike. $3.75 billion, that's a drop in the bucket to them, to be honest. And the company's valuation has since recovered a bit. Nike knew there was going to be risk. This is a brand that has stood behind principles it has believed in. And as the great MLK once said, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. The true neighbor will risk his position, his prestige, and even his life for the welfare of others. In dangerous valleys and hazardous pathways, he will lift some bruised and beaten brother to a higher and more noble life. I'll leave you with that. And I want to hear from you. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. And tweet us. At Al Martin, WKAR is my Twitter handle. And you can tweet the show at Al Martin. Well, excuse me, at WKAR_sports. It's at our first break. Jason, I see you. We'll get to a few of your phone calls. I'll read a few of your comments. And we will also talk some college football. Michigan State and Michigan both dropping in both the USA Today coaches poll and the Associated Press poll. What does it mean? We'll answer that question and so much more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. The foundation of today's show has been centered on the Colin Kaepernick and Nike ad, in which Cap has been named as the latest sponsor of the swoosh. And it was released earlier this week on Monday, a face of Colin Kaepernick with the words, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." Then you had the swoosh at the bottom. With, of course, the iconic words from Nike, "Just do it." You just heard my thoughts on the ad. I'm behind Nike. I'm behind Colin Kaepernick. Always have been behind Colin Kaepernick. I have no problem with what Nike is doing here. But, hey, everybody has an opinion, right? I'm sure many of you are listening who don't agree with me. And I want to hear from you, and I want to hear from those who may agree. Whatever your opinion is, I want to hear from you. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527, facebook.com/WKAR News. Tweet us at Al Martin WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. Let's start with Apachu here, because I know Apachu wants to weigh in on the Nike ad. Apachu is on line one. Apachu, what's going on, my man? Good chatting with you.
How you doing, man? Good topic, and I knew you were going to cover it. Haven't been listening for the last couple of days. I was surprised, number one. I'm in disagreement, number two. I'm a painting contractor. I go out and I give bids to people, and people can be so childish that I don't wear a baseball cap that says Michigan State or Michigan, because that can have influence on whether or not they take my bid. So I'm shocked that they would do that. Why they did it, I don't know, but I'm sure in the end it's not for the betterment of people of color. They built a shooter industry. Initially was for, I think, runners, and then now it turned to primarily the black young athlete. There was a documentary on the tennis shoes, and it showed the major shoe companies and how they were taking advantage of young black athletes in AAU basketball, et cetera, to promote and sell their shoe. And these incredible amounts of money that these executives are making in competing against each other. I would think that they're making one black man rich. That's where I see it. They don't. People of color don't need Nike to carry their flag. Power is not going to come from Caesar. Caesar's not going to empower us. We have to empower ourselves through our struggle. But I see that as a problem, creating chaos and friction that shouldn't be there. And I think that the struggle is dependent upon us. And you see the side effects, the incredible influence that this man and the brave athletes beside him have had by taking a knee, and something that's very sensitive to people one way or another. I think what Nike should have done, as an example, was to hire 50 attorneys that did nothing but, for free, fought police brutality on the one hand. And another thing that they can do right now is hire more black executives, hire more black administrative officials, and send some black people to college to get into business and so forth. That way it's non-political. And at the same time, it's probably more effective, because other than making one black man extremely rich, I honestly don't see the benefits. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Apache, you always value your opinion, any opinion, here on WKAR's Current Sports. And I think at the end of the day, Jack, I think, you know, Apache maybe feels like this is for show in a way. I don't know. I don't think so, because this is the thing. I think whenever you have some kind of movement, some kind of protest, it's important to have a face or faces to represent that movement. Again, MLK and Malcolm X, they were the faces of the civil rights movement back in the 60s, right? Again, they had disagreements on how to go about that, but I think it helps when you have a face of a movement. And Colin Kaepernick is certainly the face of the national anthem protest. He started it. And again, there's a message behind why he has decided to protest. Nike deciding to sponsor him in the first place, that's a big risk that they are taking with their brand when you look at the numbers and over 50% don't agree with the protest. That takes a lot of guts and a lot of courage, if you ask me. Jack, you guys, Jack and Jack Kerwin and Alec Rio, they're behind the glass and have been manning the show behind the glass throughout this hour. I want to get brief thoughts from both of you, and then we'll go to line two and get Jason on. Jack?
Yeah, do you want me to respond to what Apache said, or just overall?
Whatever's on your mind, man.
No, you know what? I guess I don't really fall into either camp, because I don't have a huge opinion on it one way or another. I mean, this doesn't really affect my perception of Nike. I'm certainly not going to boycott Nike for this. I'm also, you know, I guess I just don't, I may not be the guy to go to, just because I don't have a huge opinion on this one way or another. I don't really agree with Apache's premise, just because I don't think the idea of, how did he word it? He talked about empowering black men by hiring more black executives for the sake of hiring black executives doesn't seem tremendously productive to me. So I guess I disagree with that premise, just because I don't think race should factor into the equation when determining, you know, who should be an executive of a company. But as far as Colin Kaepernick's concerned, I guess I just don't have a huge opinion on the issue.
Okay. So you're kind of neutral on it.
Yeah, certainly.
Okay. I hear you. Alec, I don't know, your thoughts and takeaways from what we've heard.
Yeah, definitely. I really think that Nike is doing a great thing, endorsing Colin Kaepernick for this, because you really do need those huge juggernaut brands to support, like, you really need that support from those brands and whatever backlash.
It
really does help. Yeah. And it's just like, the same thing with, I don't know if you've heard of him. His name's Virgil Abloh. He's the creative director for Louis Vuitton now. And he also works with Nike, to produce those, outfits for Serena Williams. And having that is huge, because like, he's like a powerful and influential designer, and he's helping her out, like, with the problems that she's been facing recently. And it's just important to have those people and those companies back you up.
I think with this campaign, Nike is saying that we certainly are a huge brand, we make a lot of money, but we also have integrity, and we have certain values that we stand for. And in hiring Colin Kaepernick, something that the NFL won't do, and that's a whole other topic for another day, in paying Colin Kaepernick and having that kind of message at the forefront of its brand for, you know, the 30th anniversary, it says a lot about Nike and the brand of Nike not just being about dollar signs. You know, so many companies sell their soul for a dollar and don't want to rock the boat. I can go back to even, again, you guys know I'm one of the biggest Michael Jordan fans you ever meet in your life. All right, but Mike has been criticized, and I got to say this, in the black community, for not doing enough in the black community. When you are an athlete of that stature, the most famous, arguably the most famous athlete in the world, greatest basketball player of all time. And don't get me wrong, Mike has done some stuff to give back, without a doubt, but Mike has never been the one to go out there and put his face out there and speak up about police brutality, to speak up about inequality in America, to speak up about social injustice. That's not who MJ is. And heck, I remember the famous line that Republicans buy shoes too, you know. So that's a whole nother conversation. So whenever somebody comes out and stands up for something they believe in, knowing that there's going to be opposition from a big amount of people, arguably the majority of people out there, that takes a lot of guts to do. That takes a lot of guts to do. Line two. I know Jason wants to shift gears a bit here. We've got Jason on line two, who wants to talk about his golf outing at, you know, for the Folds of Honor at Treetops Resort. Jason, welcome to Current Sports. How are you?
Oh, doing great, brother. Doing great.
What's on your mind, my man?
Well, hey, just, tell you a little bit about our golf outing this weekend, but also in reference to the whole Kaepernick thing going on with Nike. You know, it kind of a surprise to me, you know, being he is no longer a professional athlete, but he is a professional spokesperson. So it's kind of a different way for them to come out with somebody like him. And I really think the NFL really needs to step up and listen to something that one of their former coaches has said, a very Christian fellow who actually was from Jackson, Michigan, and Tony Dungy, where he flat out said, hey, if you guys want to protest, it's not necessarily the spot for you to do it during the national anthem. But if you want to protest, hey, why don't I, when we're at the after the game press conference, why don't I let you have your stance right there? You have the whole media world out there listening to you at a press conference, so why not step up right there and make your point? And the other thing is even though Kaepernick started this years ago, still really haven't seen any production or anything of your NFL athletes, your NBA athletes, even Major League Baseball athletes that are backing Kaepernick, have not seen any of them on their days off get out in the community to speak about what they want to do to make it right. So
I've seen a few
need to actually step up and put their mouth and make their feet do the walking before they even start talking.
Well, I think a few have, Jason. It's just not publicized. That's the thing about the media. You know, we have to start, you know, giving more coverage to those athletes who are doing stuff in the community.
Right, exactly.
Because, look at LeBron, like, not just LeBron James here, because LeBron James, I mean, you know, he got so much pub for the school that he opened. Amazing. the I Promise school. But there are other athletes like LeBron who are out there in the communities doing things.
Well, yeah,
they just don't get covered.
There's one person actually right here from the state of Michigan that just did something.
Who's that?
And that would actually be Lamar Woodley.
Yeah, exactly.
Woodley
I did see
opened
that.
Up his academy up in Sag Nasty.
Right. Exactly. And it doesn't get a lot of press.
No,
that's
doesn't.
The thing.
It got a few things. I saw it on the State Journal mm-hmm. and an M Live post, and that was it.
Right.
You know, but nothing else was said about it. But in reference to the Folds of Honor Patriot Shootout this weekend up at Treetops, we had 60-some veterans take part in it.
Awesome.
I ended up playing two practice rounds and then the qualifier on Thursday. Went out, shot a 38 on Treetops the first time, which was 11 over. Went out the second time, shot a 33, so I was 6 over. Then in the qualifier, I ended up shooting 3 over and shot a 30. Qualified for the shootout Friday afternoon, and then thoroughly choked when I got on the tee, and they introduced us as they do PGA players. I totally choked.
Did you get a bit nervous then, Jason? Is that what it was?
It was a little bit. You know, you have a couple hundred people up there watching you. Yeah, it gets to be a little crazy when there's a loudspeaker going off announcing your name and everything. So,
and you know what? You know, Jason, and I think it's fitting to say this. I mean, for those who tune into the show regularly, you guys know this is Sergeant Jason Fuller. He comes on the show a lot. You are a current sports fan, and we appreciate you tuning in, my man. And again, you're a member of the U.S. Army. Army Reserve Administrator, Department of Defense for the U.S. Army. And, you know, I'm curious, what is the conversation like when you talk to, you know, other fellow members of the U.S. Army and other fellow members of the military? What is that conversation like concerning this very topic of the national anthem protest in sports?
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, we all put on the uniform to defend people's rights. Okay, I'm not going to say if Kaepernick's right or wrong in what he does, because, you know, I do put on the uniform, I defend the Constitution, and it's one of the constitutional rights that I do defend. And I know my brothers and sisters in arms do look at it that way. That is a constitutional right that we defend that allow people the right to protest. Mm-hmm. Do we necessarily agree with how their protest is? No, but they are allowed to protest. And that's really where I stand at it. You know, I heard what Jerry Jones said for his team. If any of you do this, you will be.
Oh my gosh! Toe the line
and whatnot. And it's like, okay, yes, they're representing your team, your brand down there in the Dallas Fall Boys.
Yeah, I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, but it's really hard. It's really hard, Jason, to be a fan right now and to respect the star that is the Dallas Cowboys. So I'm kind of on the fence,
especially when that team, you know, back in the mid to early 90s, yeah. That was Team America.
Right. Exactly.
You know, quote, America's team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know, just everything, you know, if you really look at the NFL rule book, and it was out, I think it was before they even started their spring practices and stuff, when they were doing their, you know, little workouts and whatnot. There was something on Facebook that was posted that it says in the NFL handbook that it says a player will stand with their helmet in their left hand and their right hand across their heart. It's in the NFL rule book, handbook somewhere for players. I don't know why Roger Goodell doesn't go through the rule book, the law book of how he's supposed to run his league. Whatever, it is what it is. They have their own opinion on the rules and stuff. Even some of these new rules and that stuff they were calling in some of the preseason games with the hits and whatnot.
Right.
Oh, your head's got to be up. Well, it's like, you know, you train for years to tackle, and your head's just straight. And
I hear you.
You know, they're still trying to adjust to it all. And I, you know, it is what it is. But you know, I really do think something's going to come to fruition with all this. You know,
I hope it really is becoming. I mean, you look at, you know, what's happening right now in the NFL, deciding to implement, you know, the rule that, okay, if you come out and you do protest and you do kneel, you will be fined. If you want to protest, just stay in the locker room. Then, of course, the NFLPA appealing that, and now they're still in, you know, conversation and talks. You know, we'll see what happens with all of this. But You know, I had no problem, and I have no problem with what Nike is doing here. But Jason,
no, I mean, I don't see a problem with them backing with a guy that has a cause.
Right, right, exactly.
And don't get me wrong, Colin Kaepernick does have a cause, but I think the platform he used to bring the cause out was not necessarily the right platform to bring it out on. As Tony Dungy said, you have you have press conferences and stuff where you can freely speak.
Okay,
do it there instead of doing it on the field.
Jason, thank you so much for calling in and giving us an update.
Have a great one, brother. Be easy.
Always good talking with you. And you know, in response to that, I say you're gonna a press conference is a normal forum. Protests are supposed to make you uncomfortable and to go against the norm. And this was the perfect protest because nowhere does it say that you have to stand for the national anthem here in America. Okay? And I don't see how kneeling is disrespecting the flag. But again, everybody's going to have their own opinion. You know, thank you for those who called in. Apache, Jason, much appreciated. Those who have weighed in on social media. I'm getting just a lot of comments here. Oh, we do have one more person. So we only got 2 minutes. I'm asking that Tom just keep it short. Just 30 seconds, please. Tom is on for a quick call. Tom, you are on Current Sports.
Hey, Al. I'll just make it easy for you. Life's full of choices, and everybody's got to make them. Nike decided to make him a spokesperson, an endorser, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I do or I don't have to spend my money on Nike products.
Right.
I'll still wear their stuff. But just an example, I just left the place and bought some stuff. Didn't even look at the Nike brand. I'm out. So, you know, if they want to be associated with whatever cause, and I'm not just talking about Kaepernick's, then that's their choice. And then as my choice, I get to do what I want with my money.
That is true. Straight to the point. Tom, thank you so much, man, for your call. That is true, too. If you don't agree with it, it's real simple. Just don't spend your money on Nike products. This isn't that hard. You know what I mean? So, you know, as this story unfolds, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And I tell you what, I'm really going to be looking to see with, you know, what happens when it comes to the NFL and Colin Kaepernick case, which is going into, you know, arbitration. So we'll be following that. But such a hot topic. You know, we spent the whole hour discussing it. We'll have some college football talk on tomorrow's show. I also want to give a big shout out to my fraternity brother who will be performing at the Loft tonight, Chris Dave and the Drumheads. I'll be checking out that show tonight. Congratulations to him. Really proud of that dude. But again, thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of WKAR's Current Sports. We'll see you tomorrow. We are on a 23-hour break. Be easy, people.